This is Newsday on the BBC World Service.
And good morning. This is where BBC Radio 4 takes the reins from our World Service colleagues as we begin another day's broadcasting. It's Chris Aldridge here with my colleague Nora Hull at the controls. Later this hour, we'll meet the farmer who's swapped cereals for wildflowers and walkers and is doing all right. First, though, looking ahead to Saturday, we'll be marking a musical anniversary.
On BBC Radio 4...
It's one of those songs which is about as timeless as you can get, both musically and lyrically.
We're celebrating the 75th anniversary of Hugh McCall's iconic song, Dirty Old Town.
I had a feeling when I first met Hugh McCall that Salford was very close to him.
Featuring a new recording by Ewan's widow, Peggy Seeger, and the BBC Philharmonic, including a missing verse.
Dirty Old Town.
Dirty Old Town at 75 with me, Mike Sweeney, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. This Saturday night at 8.
Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 3rd of July. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin and Hebrides. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, just south of Iceland, 992, expected Faroes, 985, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. South at zero. Northwesterly, backing southerly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west, 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, except in Cromarty. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, west or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6, occasional drizzle until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Biscay, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest, veering northwest later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Irish Sea, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, west or northwest, 4 to 6, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 6 to gale 8 later, rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Hebrides, rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree, automatic, southwest by south 4, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,003, falling quickly. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, recent rain, 9 miles, 1,001, falling quickly. Lerwick, west by south 3, slight rain, 16 miles, 1,002, falling. Lucas, southwest by west 3, slight rain, 19 miles, 1,006, falling. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1,010, falling. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, west-southwest 5, 11 miles, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1013. Jersey, west by south 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 1015, falling. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 5, 6 miles, 1014, falling. Valentia, southwest 4, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1009, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, south 1, 1009, falling. Malinhead, south 4, 9 miles, 1004, falling quickly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 3rd of July. The general situation: a declining ridge of high pressure covering southern areas of the United Kingdom will move away southeastwards. An Atlantic frontal system follows during Wednesday, with a strong westerly airflow then developing into Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Winds south 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering west 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering west 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Moderate or poor, becoming good later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, fair later. Moderate, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, veering northwest for a time, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Isle of Man. Southwest, veering west 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain and drizzle becoming fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west 5 to 7. Rain, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly 4 to 6, veering westerly 5 to 7. Rain, squally showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 3rd of July. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. Party leaders are making their final pitches to voters on the eve of the general election. The former Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has severely criticised her party's campaign, saying the Tories should prepare for opposition. In business, the average monthly rent outside London has hit a record high, according to new analysis. And in sport, Turkey and the Netherlands complete the Euro 2024 quarter-final lineup. Party leaders will spend the day making their final campaign pitches ahead of tomorrow's general election. The former Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise appearance at a Conservative Party rally in central London last night. Addressing Tory activists, he warned voters not to give Labour what he called a sledgehammer majority.
If you want uncontrolled immigration and mandatory wokery and pointless kowtowing to Brussels again, then go right ahead, make my day, vote for Starmer. But if you want to protect our democracy and our economy and keep this country strong abroad, then you know what to do, don't you, everybody? Yeah. There's only one thing to do. Vote Conservative on Thursday.
Sir Keir Starmer has said a big majority for Labour would be better for the country as it would give him a mandate to seriously change it. The former Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has said the election is over for her party and that the Conservatives need to prepare for opposition. In an article for the Daily Telegraph, she criticises the party's election campaign and its record in government. Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money trial has been postponed until September after the US Supreme Court ruled that presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for official acts. Mr. Trump's lawyers argue that his conviction should now be set aside. President Biden has blamed exhaustion for his poor performance in last week's televised debate with Donald Trump. Last night, Lloyd Doggett became the first Democratic Party congressman to publicly call for Mr. Biden to withdraw from November's US presidential election. Adam Frisch, a Democratic Party congressional candidate in Colorado, has also called for the president to step aside.
It has been apparent to me for some time, and the debates only reinforced it, neither candidate is fit for president. We need a president that can unite America to realize our nation's unlimited potential. We deserve better. President Biden should withdraw from this race.
The authorities in Jamaica have urged people to stock up on essentials ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Beryl tonight. The powerful storm has already caused extensive damage to other Caribbean islands. At least 5 people are known to have died. Jamaica's Information Minister, Senator Dana Morris-Dixon, says officials are working on potential evacuation plans.